I'm Larry Phipps. I'm the managing editor for the Greater IBM Connection, a former IBMer. I was with IBM for 23 years. I've operated my own business since 1992 and have been a part of the Greater IBM Connection since it started up about 2.5 years ago. I'm joined this morning by Kathy Harper. She's a 23-year IBMer, and she'll tell you about herself, but Kathy is joining us as a member. She is a more or less recent addition and brings a fresh perspective to what we're going to be talking about. Kathy?
Well, I'm delighted to be here. Larry and I are actually sitting together. And I have on my chart that I'm making lemonade. I don't know if you've heard the quote, when life gives you a lemon, make lemonade. And that's what I'm doing. I have worked for another vendor and am currently under a non-compete that ends in May, so it was only a year. And they gave me a nice severance pay, so I am looking into new things, getting involved in new projects, and one of the things is volunteer work for the Greater IBM Connection.
Thank you, Kathy. We'll take you through a number of things just briefly. Here, I don't like spending a lot of time repeating ourselves, and I'm sure you'd prefer we didn't do that either. So we'll talk about what is the Greater IBM Connection, what's some of the background for it, who can join the Greater IBM Connection. Since you're on this call, you've joined the community site, so I think you probably are pretty aware of that, but let's be sure that we're all on the same page. We'll talk about how to make use of the community site, because that's really will become increasingly our platform of choice. It is already where we give the more materials, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. And we'll offer you ideas on becoming an active community member, and that's absolutely something I'm hoping Kathy can help us with. The Greater IBM Connection is really about getting back, and the name is really indicative, as you might have guessed. It's about relationships. IBM realized the importance of establishing better relationship with the alumni who had left the company, the vast talent pool that's out there, both for people who have gone on to other businesses, started their own businesses, have taken with them great skills, and there are times when collaboration would be wonderful, either between Greater IBMers or between IBM and Greater IBMers. And that term, by the way, we throw it around loosely. I hope you don't mind labels, but those who have joined the Greater IBM Connection, and even to some extent those who may not have but qualify, we tend to lump everyone together into something we call the Greater IBMer. Rather than having to say the current and former IBMers, it kind of makes it a little easier for us to discuss it. Also, it's indicative of the way we view everyone. It wanted to create a way for people to get in touch and stay in touch, and to make use of the experiences and the friendships and the collegial atmosphere that they have known in the past, and perhaps to also keep you informed with things that are coming from IBM. One of the things I enjoyed a great deal while I was at IBM was that we were exposed to some of the best ideas in the technology and business world. And that thought leadership I really missed when I first left IBM. And having an avenue back into some of that was tremendously valuable to me and was one of the reasons I got involved with Greater IBM to begin with before I became editor. When we say the Greater IBM Connection, though, we're not talking about a place. So just to be clear, people who have identified themselves as current or former IBMers have formed loose communities or self-identified communities in various platforms out there, Facebook, LinkedIn, more recently Twitter. Those in Latin America and parts of Europe might be more familiar with Orkut. And Zing is also in Northern Europe, particularly lesser degree in the United States, well-known. And increasingly, we hope the Greater IBM Connection will become well-known among the alumni and the current IBMers as a place where we can all gather and turn to as a central source for information and relationships. So we'll talk a lot more about that as we go on. But Kathy, when you first got involved, was this at all confusing to you, the
Yeah, that was one of my comments. When I first came on onto this, I was trying to figure out what the new social media was. So, for example, I got a book on LinkedIn for Dummies. And when I first got into LinkedIn, I joined the Greater IBM Connection group, and I thought that the material that I was in was actually on the Greater IBM Connection site. Somehow I was magically in both of them, and of course I wasn't. So I thought it would be good, and perhaps if some of the value I bring to this call is here is an end-user experience with this, and maybe I'm articulating, hopefully, some of the thoughts of other people that have come in and not known how to do that. So as we know, LinkedIn does have groups, and what you have on the Greater IBM Connection is the content and the invitations. So you may see invitations on LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter, but then when you have to go register for the group, that would be on there. And, of course, the replays and that type of material would be on the groups.
In the magical world of tomorrow, it may be possible for us to have one ID that we carry with us everywhere, and avoid the irritation of having to register and re-register for events. And so that doesn't exist today. LinkedIn owns its own site, its platform. Facebook owns its platform, et cetera. And so you register when you join those with your ID. When you come to the Greater IBM Connection, we ask that you verify that you are, in fact, a current or former IBMer, and make that a part of the registration. It's free. We hope it's not too intrusive, but it is useful in terms of building a database that someday we hope we can transport across platforms and be known wherever we are by our Greater IBM Connection. So we'll keep working on that, and thank you for bearing with us on that. I know that it is for some an irritation that you have to log into this. But it is one way that we assure that the people that you're interacting with on the Greater IBM Connection, and I use that term, I also am referring to what we now are calling our community site, which is our kind of our home base, that the people you find in there have been vetted to some extent, and they are current or former IBMers, and I think that we all trust that identification a little bit more than the general world. So quickly through a couple of questions here. I don't want to spend too much time on this. If you have questions or I don't go deeply enough, you just stop me. Why is IBM doing this? It goes back to what I said initially, that IBM realized that it was losing touch with the people that really had helped build so much of the company's success in the past. They took with them enormously valuable skills. They are... Many people are vitally involved in the world out there, and there are times when people who have left IBM would like to know how to get in touch with the people back at IBM that might be able to invest in or add resources to or might be interested in something you're doing in another place. Plus, there is this sense that there is an IBM DNA that you carry with you. Before IBM started this thing, before I was involved, IBM did a worldwide research, interviewed former IBMers in I think it was 35 countries at the time, and they asked questions about what they're looking for, what they feel about their history with IBM and so forth. One thing that when you leave IBM and you're out there in the world, you go to a party or dinner party or something, and you're talking, you're introducing yourself to a new person, it's amazing how often it comes up that you are a former IBMer. And when you are recognized as a former IBMer, they expect that you know everything about IBM. And if you left IBM a year, 2 years, 10 years ago, that may not be real true. Hopefully, through the IBM Connection, we can improve that. As far as who can join, it's what I said before. If you've if you've carried an IBM badge, we have opened it up to those who have been interns at IBM, those who are current IBMers, of course, those who are alumni, and those who are retired from IBM. And many people fall into multiple categories. You can be retired and still be out there very actively involved in the business world or the volunteer world or your communities or whatever, and you're vitally interested in technology and being able to connect with that. Right now, we have more than 100,000 people on those platforms that I've identified. Well over 20,000 of them have joined the Greater IBM Connection community site, which you are part of, and that number is growing constantly. We're looking at probably in the neighborhood of a million, perhaps as many as 1.5 million people eventually who could be a part of the community. We know that everyone's interests are different, so not everyone will be interested in doing that or available, but it is a vast audience that we have the potential to reach, and we've just gone over the, since in the last 2 years, it's been about a year and a half now since we opened this particular community site, and we've gone to 20,000 plus there, approaching 25,000, and we have more than 100,000 worldwide. So it's going to grow. Where are they? They're everywhere. As I said, more than 42 countries. You can see the top 10 countries in terms of numbers. A lot of the people in Germany joined because we had a relationship with Zing. But it is growing everywhere. There, you can see some of the demographics. And Kathy, we only have 1 out of 5 people in the greater IBM are women. What are you going to do about that?
Well, I noticed that, and hopefully I'm going to add to that statistic, but I will certainly encourage a lot of my friends. I was surprised by that. I would think it would be more even on that. So we'll see about doing that.
That's our goal. So... you've got a lot of things that you can see this list as well as I can, I hope. There are many ways that we think that we're offering some, bringing some, you some benefit. IBM sponsors the alumni group that is a part of the, that is hosting the Greater IBM Connection. And through that, we have access to a lot of the thought leadership and the technology advances that are available for current IBMers. And we also have a lot of ways for people to connect and to broaden their experience. As you'll see in a few minutes, you can not only find jobs through the Greater IBM Connection and keep or just track what's, what people are looking for or what's available. You can also post your own jobs. You can participate in live events, and by live, I'm broadening that to electronic web-based events like this one. But also live events in your community, and we've talked a little bit about that. And we hope that that just in the opportunity, as Kathy has said, to participate and contribute, you'll find that this is more valuable for you. So let's get started. When you first joined IBM, the Greater IBM Connection, they probably told you how to get here. Kathy, what was your experience on that?
Well, I thought one of the reasons that I would be part of this call would be to get some ideas from an end user as to what I saw. One of the challenges, and that's why we're talking about this as tips and tools, is finding the site. So what we put on this chart is www.greateribm.com, and I had a heck of a time for some reason getting to that site, but once I got those keys in there, then it's fine, and my browser remembers it, and things are fine. So this is actually the portal page for the site, and from that, you've already joined, obviously, because you're on the call, but you can tell other people to join, and then you can see the little cloud there that says this is where you can invite other people from here. This is a nice portal site. It does have other connections. For example, you may not be able to see it on the screen, but you can get to the e-magazine. You can subscribe to there, and you can get to the blogs and some other things from that site.
That's great, and by the way, one of the things that when you have, once you have registered for this site, you may choose, as I've done, to bookmark the actual community site. You'll still have be presented with a login page, but it'll save you one step in the process. So again, that's just one way to speed things along for you a little bit. And then you get to this page, Kathy. What'd you find?
Well, I think this is, again, a great page. You can see at the top of the page, going across the top, is the navigation bar in blue, and we have a chart on that to describe. When you first sign in, what it'll do is it'll give you your profile, which I think is great, and it gives you an opportunity to update that, and it'll also tell you if you have any connection requests. And I like that, too, so I can go in and manage that and make sure that everybody's responded. It also gives you a list of your latest connections. So it's a good overview page with the forums, the news, the events, which are, and I think these are probably the one of the three most popular ones in addition to the career sites. So, and then you can see on this one that we've captured for you, you can see some other highlight information.
Yeah, we'll present profiles of certain of IBM, greater IBMers. We'll do highlights of calendar events or of special things that we think you'd be interested in knowing about. We change the banners to highlight certain things. Again, it's hopefully both cosmetic and useful. As we'll talk about in a little bit, these are not just passive pages, and they will be evolving, by the way, into something even more useful as this year goes on. We've got a lot of things planned for the year, but encourage you to participate because in most of these categories, you can actually be a participant. You can create your own material. You can create your own voice on the site, and I encourage you to do that. This is really, as any community is on the web, any social or business community has to be interactive and has to belong to the people.
This is the navigation bar. Again, it's from the top of the main page, and you have a lot of options on this. You can see from the bullets, and we are going to be giving these slides out, correct? Because this would be very helpful.
We're not giving them out, but we will make them available on
right.
the website.
Right. Okay. So people can go back. So, for example, for this one, you might want to copy this one for a while until you get used to it.
Yeah. This will be about it takes us about a week to get that accomplished. We're a very short-handed little group here. Go ahead.
But it. But anyway, so you can do from the directory, you can do your searches. You can find and organize events. You can do a number of things on there. Most of the things on this bar are also on the main page. One of the other ones that isn't, which we'll cover, is the resources tab. And then the groups. The groups are actually on the main page, and it'll tell you which groups that you belong to. But there are, at the moment, I think there's something like 20 groups on there, and I believe you folks are encouraging people to start up their own group, right, Larry?
If you have a special interest, and this is one of the ways you can localize the greater IBM community, Kathy, you belong to a group down in an organization down in Atlanta. That might be the foundation of a group, for example. We have a very active group in Boston that has been doing a tremendous job, we have this is a very new function that we've added that you can create your own groups, and we'll try to help make sure that those aren't duplicated, and so we have redundancy and get confusion on there. But pretty much, if you have an interest, a special interest, and a need or desire, you can create your own group and communicate that way. But we'll talk more about that in a little bit too.
This is the profile. This is the one I probably need to fill in more information. I don't know about anyone else, but Larry, maybe you can help us with why we should do that. I know what I want to do is I want to put in key information so people can find me or find my interests or find where I've been.
Absolutely, and this is the quid pro quo part of the world. The better you do what Kathy just said so people can find you, the better, the more people that do that, the more easy it will be for Kathy or another greater IBMer to locate you, and not just by name, but by interest or by history. You find your old colleagues, hopefully, that way. Again, it depends on what you put in there because you control your own profile. You also have a privacy control there. You can control who sees your profile. So you have those options. And I encourage everyone to upload a picture. And the reason for that is that there are names that are similar, and some of us, as the years go by, you kind of remember, but you're not sure this is the same person. Is that the exact name? You look in the profile, and if you can see their picture, you say, "Yeah, that's Tim. That's Joe. That's Mary." You can identify people a little bit more quickly. Not enough people are doing the pictures, and I really encourage that. We're a visual We're in a visual age. Let's do that and add all the information that you can think others might be interested in that you're willing to share. Your personal work background, your personal interests, your hobbies. You never know what will turn out to be a really dynamic opportunity for you. And because that's the other piece of this.
And this is the directory where you can find people. So you can go in and look for people that you've associated with, put in the cities, or the other information. This is a great way to say, I wonder whatever happened to Tom, what's his name? So you have an opportunity here to find him. And if he's on, then you have a way to connect because you can invite him to be connected again. I've had some people I've dealt with, I don't know how many years ago, when I was in Atlanta, and one just connected to me yesterday. So that was great to be able to reestablish that connection.
And but it only works if people fill out their profiles. So we'll probably be bugging you over time to add to your profile and go back and revisit and say, oh, I didn't even think about putting that in there. Please do it. And the pictures are great. Please do that.
The next one is the forums, and I have to admit I have not submitted an entry to a forum yet, and we're going to have some discussion on that. Larry is kind of shaking his head here that I haven't done that. But this is a great way, and I think this is what we need to, you know, if you think about it, we're in the 21st century now. I'm from Williamsburg, Virginia, and it really isn't in the 18th century, but some days I think it hasn't made it into the 21st. But that's where we are, and I think what we need to do is go embrace this new technology and find people and do things. And to do that, one of the best ways to do that is to get involved in the forums, to set up discussions or to respond to them.
Just real quickly, and so that you know, because I got this question just this last week, someone said, well, I put a forum item into a discussion item into LinkedIn. How come no one's answered me on the community side? Well, unfortunately, again, ownership of the platform. The LinkedIn owns its own platform. We have a different platform. The two, unfortunately, because of ownership rights, don't talk to each other very well. So we encourage you to start some of those discussions and pick up on discussions in the forums. Anyone can. We have a number of forums available, and we'll show you what they are in a second. But you can enter into forums on technology that are on personal interest, hobbies, whatever your interest is. Comment on things that are going on in the world, or comment things that are going on in your neighborhood. The forums are yours to use, and we encourage that. And if you see something that someone else has put in the forum, please comment on it. It's terribly discouraging for someone to take the time to put a forum item in there and say, well, no one even read it. I know a lot of people do read them, and we can tell that from the tracking service, but not a lot of people are doing comments. And once we get that dialogue going, the more we do it, the better it'll be for everyone. So I really encourage you to do that.
The next one is the event. We've all figured out how to do that, or you wouldn't be on the conference. And it shows the events that are upcoming and ones that are in the past. You'll note that this chart has to be updated slightly because there's now a section for replays. And I believe, Larry, that will be enabled shortly.
That's how you're going to find the replay. There was a we have had a dickens of a time, to be quite honest, with posting a replay from the Molly Wendell job search meeting that she held in on December 10th. That's been a long time since December 10th, obviously, and even given the holidays, we should have had it up long ago. Turns out that we had a dickens of a time because the video was larger than any of our sites were able to host. So I think we've got that solved, and in a couple of days, you should see that the replay for Molly's workshop in New York City from last month. This will be showing up in there. There and other events that we are holding with the Stephen M. R. Covey and others will be showing up in the replays, and that will become increasingly a useful link for you.
I have a question, Larry. Is there going to be some kind of time period on the replays? Because obviously that content is going to cost some data.
There will be some expiration. Some are controlled. The Covey organization, for example, has contractual agreement with us, we can only make use of their stuff for a limited period of time, and that's negotiated on each thing that they do with us. And that's true of Molly and a lot of other things there, that either because they feel it's proprietary and they can market it other places, or because they don't want it to get dated and they'd be associated with something they said a year ago that isn't very au courant. So there are a lot of reasons why they do expire or disappear. And as you said, the very practical reason is they cost money for us to put up there. So, yeah, there will be an expiration on them, but we try to keep everything up minimum. We're going to try to keep everything up a minimum of a month, 3 months in many cases, and some may be up longer if we can accommodate that.
This is the resources page. I like this page. It's got a lot of links to a lot of things. So one of them is the Greater IBM on many platforms, and if you go in there, for example, you'll find your Facebook and your LinkedIn and your Twitter and your other things. There's a resource for retirees, and again, once you get there, you can link to other things. The volunteer one gets to IBM's volunteer. The member benefits gives you a page for PC discounts and also a way to get to the logo store. So when I left IBM, it's like, oh, I miss my pen. I want my, and I can't, you know, I lost it. So this is a quick way for me to find a way to order another one. There's links for business partners. You can see the rest of his contacts, volunteers, even to Fidelity and the IBM Investment Services from the services link. And if you're a member of the Quarter Century Club, there's a list there too.
Please note this. We find that these links do go out of business sometimes. It's hard to keep everything current. When you find one that's broken, maybe that the host site no longer exists or has changed its URL. If you'll let us know, we'll try to track that down. We quite honestly don't have the resources. I don't have the time to go in and physically go through these on a regular basis. So really depend on your help there.
This is the news section, and it's got more that's on here because it's such a great section. It's very long. So in addition to what you see on this page, you can also see the classified, member spotlights, the highlights that would have the replay information, and that type of information. And you'll also, we haven't mentioned yet, there's an RSS feed icon at the top. So you can subscribe to many of these if you'd like to do that, so you don't have to just go to the site.
Great. I forget to mention that, Kathy. It's one of those things you begin to assume and forget. Call your attention, please, to the left-hand column. You can click on the Submit News. Contribute your own. That can be a classified. You want to sell your car. Flora Esteves, who is the operations manager for our group, there are only three of us, Ethan McCarty, Flora Esteves, and Larry Phipps, that are on this thing pretty much full-time. But she posted, she has a place in the Dominican Republic, and she put that into the classifieds to make that available for people. And she said that one of the advantages is she really trusts Greater IBMers to take care of things. And so she likes running it that way rather than just putting it out there to the world at large. You may feel the same way. And we had another case, a gentleman in France who was sending his two 17 and 18-year-old daughters to the United States for the summer. They were going to spend some time with his sister in Los Angeles. But he said, I would like them to get more immersed into the culture of the of Los Angeles and the United States, but I don't want to make that go out and put an ad in the Los Angeles Times. And he said, you know, can we put something on? So he did a classified and got some responses from people from Greater IBMers in the L.A. area. Who said, sure, I'd be glad to have them come spend a weekend. We'll show them some stuff around here and that kind of stuff. So there's a wide variety of the kinds of things you can put in there. Again, a great place to put in news. If you have a business and you've just launched a new product line, there's nothing wrong with you putting news in about that. Particularly if you you can use the classifieds for virtually anything, as long as it's you know, nothing offensive, we certainly are not going to touch it. Career Center.
This is especially for me as I sit here waiting for my next opportunity when the non-compete ends. I told a couple people I may have a party on that day, by the way. But anyway, this shows you the IBM job.
You can create an event and invite all these good people.
That's right. We can have a virtual champagne party. But it, in addition to this, it also has marketplace jobs. So if you want to enter a job, if you're looking for someone and you want, or you're looking for greater IBMers as candidates for these jobs, for the reasons that Larry just mentioned on the other one, you have, there's some amount of trust there. You have some feel that this person has something in common with your culture and the way you do business. The Stephen Covey thing, for example, on trust, I think that hit home with a lot of people because there is a trust that's established when you work with a greater IBMer. You can do that. You can also submit your Johnson Classified, as Larry has pointed out. But this is a great site for that.
Underlying message, if you haven't heard it yet, please be involved and be active. There are a lot of ways to do that.
This is the forums, and this is what I need to do. And I think what I'd like to do, I'm a little hesitant to just put four paragraphs out about what I think about something and have the whole world read it. So I think the way I'm going to start is I'm going to start commenting with other topics that have already been submitted and then probably put some out there. I'm getting interested in looking at project management as a career as opposed to sales, for example. And it's very difficult trying to figure out how to get certified. It's one of these chicken and eggs. You can get a job if you're certified, but you have to have experience to be certified, so you can't get a job because you can't get the experience. Anyway, so that perhaps would be, for example, a good starting content for me.
A great way to get started, and you don't need to worry about it. One of the improvements on the site that I've been asking for forever, it seems like, is that we'll begin to make it possible that comments in the past, if you made a comment in a forum that was posted a month earlier, but you hadn't gotten around to putting it out there, it would have rotated off of the front page long ago. But you can, we're going to be have a little notification on the front page when there's new activity and a news item, a comment that makes on the news item, an update to the news item, an update to a forum discussion, any of those things, we're going to make that a little bit more current because otherwise those things are buried and you never get to see them. So that will be happening, and we think that's a very lively place. Certainly, we see it more on LinkedIn, and we want to emulate that. We'd like to see people using this site to have those trusted discussions with other greater IBMers. One of the things we haven't talked about at all so far is the blogs. If you have an interest in being contributing to the Greater IBM blog, we have the ability to add you to the authorized blogger list. You just have to let us know and why you'd like to do that, and we'd more than happy to work with you on that. At the same time, look for blogs, and the same thing that you do with that I'm encouraging you to do with news items and forum items or events. Make comments. And by the way, there are a lot of people have made comments on the events that have been very, very helpful to us, and we appreciate that. A lot of discussions, including what time we're holding these meetings. 9:30 in the morning is not in the East Coast. It's not very convenient for someone in the West Coast. But as someone else posted in the same discussion stream on the event, it works out great for someone in Europe. So it's all over the board, and we'll try to juggle these times to fit. But the blogs are a great place to express ideas, to develop an idea, and to share it. And a great place without any, you don't need to come to us and tell us you're interested. Just anyone can go in there and comment on the Greater IBM blog. Get there through the resources page, as Kathy had said before. We have something called e-magazine that's called Connections that's sent out more or less monthly. And the Connections magazine is a subscription-only magazine. People think that when they join the Greater IBM Connection, I'm constantly being told, why don't I just get it? And the decision was made initially that this would be an opt-in vehicle. People do get a lot of email, and we don't want to We don't want to overload mailboxes, but this only goes out more or less once a month and about 10 times a year, actually. And it just highlights some of the things that you might not have seen if you haven't had a chance to visit the community site recently that you might be interested in.
And I found I had a heck of a time, again, for whatever reason, figuring out where this was. So if you go on what we're calling the portal page, the one where you sign in, if you go on the upper left, you'll see a little item for the magazine subscription, and you can go in there, and it asks you to update your IBM subscription list, which was very handy. So hopefully that'll help somebody.
This becomes very easy if you have other – this is managed by the VNews section at IBM, and so it's like anything else. If you subscribe already to white papers or red books or whatever, other publications you might have gotten from one of the industry groups, you're also registered. You just have to add connections then to your registration, your subscription list.
So this page is, what are you in the community? And so when we did the prep work for this call, I said, well, what am I on this? And so we decided that in this case, I'm really the middle one. I'm the catalyst. I'm somebody that's creating value for the rest of the community. But you can see there's a general grouping of four. A core connector is somebody that's got a lot of connections. We're thinking of maybe 200, 300. A catalyst is someone that would help in meetings. And then the ambassador is one that probably will take some time for someone to do. It would be getting involved in groups and getting, doesn't have to be a professional event person, but would have to plan events. When I was in Atlanta, it turns out I was the president of the Alumni Association of Big Blue for 3 years. And that took a lot of time. So I would encourage people, if you're going to do this, you need to realize there really is a time commitment, because I did that for 3 years, and the reason I stopped is that it was just really taking too much time. Plus, I think at that point in time, the needs of the members weren't very much, and we only had 450 members. So when you look at the maybe million people that can be joining this, it will take some time. But that would be a wonderful thing to do for people that are, and it's very rewarding too to do it, because I've had people come back to me even now and say, gee, it was so great that you were helping people. It wasn't really me. I was, you know, one person. But that's a great thing to do if you want to do it.
And the people who fall into these roles are really, they self-select. And this may not mean a lot to you. It's kind of how we use it to encourage people to develop in different areas based on their expressed interest and availability. I know, and as Kathy says, sometimes you've got to rotate in and out of these roles. I just completed my stint as the vice chair of our board at church, and I got to tell you, the time that took was considerable. And so even though I loved the people and loved the job, loved doing the things for people, it really was something that I found myself doing at 1 o'clock in the morning a lot. And so I can't do that forever. So I got to rotate in and maybe come back to it someday, but right now I'm glad to have found a successor and moved into a different role with the church. And the same thing with this group or any other group that you're a part of. So for those who have the interest and the availability, I encourage you to do it. It's very rewarding. Let me go back here just a minute to an earlier chart, because I think we kind of glossed over something that I wanted to spend just a minute on. And I think that somehow a page got dropped out of our presentation along the way, and I didn't catch it, and my apologies. One of the things that we have on here, I'm going to go all the way back to where we, oh, here it is, go back to this page, because we have on here the groups, we didn't do a page to show some of the groups. We've got about 20 groups out there right now. And those are groups that people self-selected on. They created they showed their own interest and so forth. As I may have mentioned, we have a very, very active group in Boston. It was the first of our groups. Research has started a group. These can be either open to anyone with an interest in what it's about. Like there's one called Bits and Bytes. They'll just take anyone into it. It's brand new, so you can help form it. The Boston chapter has more than 20 members so far. They've had several activities and are doing great. There's one in the Manhattan area. In Austria, it's an alumni association group that you have to apply to be admitted to. And the same thing for research. But, you know, the person who organizes it sets the criteria for how the membership will be formed on that group. And we encourage you to jump in and do that. Look at the groups on the navigation bar. You can link over to it. Take a look at the groups that are there. See if one strikes your fancy or interest. It may be a way to enrich and deepen your use of the social community that we're part of. The other things I wanted to hit, we didn't, and I skipped right over this at the beginning. I wanted to take just a minute to ask you to share with us a couple of things about yourself. We've been talking a lot about us and about the community, and I'd like to ask you to take just a moment here to identify your own role. Thank you. I see people are jumping right in and doing it. I appreciate that very much. I see that Barbara Salop has raised her hand.
Barbara, your line is open now.
I just want to point out that I am both retired and looking for work, although it's not full-time work. I am looking for something in not-for-profit, so you could actually have two statuses.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. I guess I would be more interested in I'm looking for work than in I'm retired as a part of your identification in that case.
Well, I think that's what I said.
It doesn't. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Looks like about three-fourths of the people have had a chance to register their votes. I'll give just another second here, and we'll wind this up. I've got another little quick poll that comes after it. I see that based on this that we have some people who are working for IBM now, about a third or a little over, and another looks like 40% are out there. On the career tab, can you search by geography? Yeah, you can. We have a number of opportunities, for example, that have opened up in Asia in the Career Center, and we're going to hopefully very soon be able to connect people who are looking for jobs, particularly in Asia. There are going to be some enormous opportunities with IBM, but I don't have all the details yet. Why is it going to take me a week to get the materials posted on the site? I beg, borrow, and steal resources, Brenda. We don't have enormous resources. We are able to access some production people to help with these things, to do things I'm not capable or knowledgeable enough to do. We also have to find a location that can host them. For example, the problem I've had with the videotape from December 10th was that every place we tried to host it would kind of choke on the size of the files. Even though, so we end up, we've split the file now, and I think that's going to work. But there are probably better answers, and in some cases we can do much better. I just don't like to create expectations I can't meet. If I can get it out the next day, I'll do it. So anyway, I appreciate your comment, and I'll read it more carefully after the call has ended. But thank you. Is there a group on energy efficiency or the smart grid? I don't think there is at the moment. That was another question here. So if you have that interest, it may be a subgroup within research or that would be available, but there probably are. If you have an interest and have the contacts to do that, that would be great. The newsletters, we're trying very hard to get a balance that I don't send out the newsletters too frequently. To some extent, I can subcategorize. If you've been in New York City, you've gotten more than one of the newsletters from us in the last few days because there's an event in New York City that is a physical event and wouldn't apply much to people in London or Los Angeles. So we've sent out a couple of notices on that in addition to the newsletters going to the community at large. But I'm pleased that it's been was useful in helping you find this call. Got a question here from Pat, and you ask, notes there were tips and tools calls being held monthly. Is the format the same for each, or are different topics covered? We have varied the format. The current format is kind of a result of feedback we've gotten to be sure that we hit everything. But if you have a suggestion on a more useful way for us to present the call or to get into things, I'm thinking that we may want to do some more fine-tuned calls that are really focused in maybe on being a news and forum and event creator, that kind of thing. But there may be other ideas. The presentation charts and the audio replay will be posted together. Oh, how to find the members in China. The best at this point, China has just begun to participate, so we don't have a large membership in China at this moment, but it's begun and it's growing. Again, I'm encouraging people to do their profiles, and if I come up with a better answer to that question, that's one that we will focus on increasingly, how to find people in different geographies. Are the Career Center jobs up to date? The Career Center jobs, we pull them, that's the one automated thing I have. I pull the Career Center jobs into the Career Center page, comes in daily. So as soon as IBM puts it into the feed that goes out to us, we receive it from their job site, hopefully almost as quickly as they post it themselves, maybe at the same time. That's the goal anyway. And the highlighted jobs that are on that careers page, when you look at it, just are the ones that we pulled out from the top of the page list on the careers page, so that you would have your a quick way to do it. So let me in poll and share results. There you can see that the newsletter was primarily, a few of you did, at least one person got a referral from a friend. That's social community in action. I hope to see a lot more of those. If anyone wants to contribute how the other ways you found out about it, I'd be very interested in doing that. Just make a comment on it right in the chat. Sue, how do I limit search by country? You said it can be done. I tried it by entering USA, but got an error. I have to play with that. You might try United States, it depends on how people put in their listing. A lot of people, particularly in the United States, don't enter that they're in the United States. There's a certain parochialism in the United States that assumes the world circulates around us, and therefore we don't add all the information. We don't identify our country because, of course, you know I'm in New York City, and that center of the universe. That's an attitude, and we're working on it. Again, we'll just keep encouraging people to fill out their profiles and fill them out just as completely as possible. Potential in China, we should expand our membership base. I don't disagree at all, Wolfgang. We're not directly a part of any kind of marketing. This is a service group, but your point is well made, and I'm hoping that in the near future we see China blossom and take a major role in this. Tim, thank you. You saw it on LinkedIn. Okay, cool. So those postings do have an effect. I see one person has their hand up here, Jim Roberts.
Jim, your line is open.
Yeah, thank you very much. I was just curious, are these sessions recorded and then posted for later viewing? I think there was a session that was done back in December, December 10th, around careers and, how to go out and find jobs. I think it was Molly, I forget her last name. Is that posted somewhere?
Not yet, Jim, but you're very close. Molly Wendell event on December 10th. Again, that was one I was using as my example of some of the issues we run into, which are trying to get, you know, to find a place to host some of these larger videotapes.
Okay.
There are no charts available from that, but the video will be posted. As I say, when I get off of this call, one of my first things will be to look at what my production people have said is available for me to check out. And if it works, we're going to get that thing up just as quickly as possible.
Oh, that's good to know. Thank you very much. Because I think those, a lot of us working in a virtual world, we can't always attend on the designated time. So if there's a way to get these things posted, that's great. Thank you very much.
Increasingly, yeah, thank you for your comment, Jim, because increasingly that is our goal, that we make, that we recycle as much of the material as we can. Sometimes we don't have copyright or other issues. We don't have the ability to make things available after the event, but where we can, we definitely will do that. This is a little bit different than an IBM with its materials, because IBM has a closed firewall for the W3 material, and we don't have access to that. At least we can't make that available outside the W3 firewall.
Well, that would be a good thing, I guess, to add to any of the webcasts that you're doing, is just to say this is one that will not be posted.
Yeah,
so
I'll
please make all effort to attend.
Absolutely, that's a good that's a good point.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Absolutely, Jim. Thank you for your comments. Thank everyone for their comments.
Are you ready for the polling?
I'm ready for the polling.
Okay. I will first read the question, offer your options, and then prompt you to vote for your response. Your response will not be registered until I give the okay for you to vote. One moment. The first question, we will have two questions. How long have you been a member of the Greater IBM Connection? You will press star 1 if it's been a year or more, star 2 for 6 months, or star 3 for less than 6 months. Okay, the second question, are you a member of the community site and another Greater IBM group on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Zing? Star 1, yes, only the community site. Star 2, yes, the community site and LinkedIn. Star 3, the community site and Facebook. Star 4, yes, the community site and Zing. Star 5, yes, more than one of the above. Larry, would you like the results?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. For the first question, 9 people voted for a year or more, 12 people for 6 months, 14 for more than 6 months. Or less, I'm sorry, less than 6 months, sorry.
Okay.
The second question?
Yes.
Let's see. Only the community site, we had 8 votes. The community site and LinkedIn, 12. 0 for community site and Facebook. 0 for community site and Zing. And 12 for more than the above.
Excellent. Well, that is tremendous. I appreciate everyone's participation and interest. I hope that we've been able to provide some information that makes the site more useful to you. And if there are ways that you think we can improve it beyond that, just you can send a note to it's the easiest one is gibm at us.ibm.com, and one of our associates will help me stay on top of those. And suggestions, comments, corrections, criticisms. Or positive comments are also welcome. Ways that we can make this call or make the site more useful to you and more productive. That's about the end of the tips and tools call for today. I appreciate your participation and time. Kathy, thank you so much for helping host this. I hope it's been productive for everyone, and we hope to see you on the website, and we'll look for you in the forums. See you, everyone. Thank you.